Gauteng Finance and Economic Development MEC Lebogang Mayile says officials will have to work within the 21 days granted by the president to help spaza shops with registration. He says legitimate concerns that 21 days is not enough have been noted. Mayile was briefing the media on the provincial government's strategy to help spaza shop owners to register their businesses. This follows President Cyril Ramaphosa's 21-day deadline announced on Friday for owners to comply or face permanent closure.
The President of the Republic has spoken. So I'm not a president, not even a deputy chef. So I can't then want to challenge what they, so that's why all I'm doing as a foot soldier is to implement what the president said. I'm just a mere foot soldier. I'm doing what the president has ordered and instructed, and we will work within 21 days to the best of our ability. I had a conversation with the Minister of Small Business before coming here today to try and understand the 21 days. When does it start? At least between me and her, we agree that it's the 21 days is the working days. You don't count the weekends. Or neither of us have any authority to say we will close this or that. And what we know is that within 21 days, everyone must register. There's firstly the process of submitting your registration forms. It must be done within 21 days. And it might take a bit of time for municipalities to respond because of the huge numbers that they're going to get. No, they will do it simultaneously. It's not going to be a mechanical process of saying we are registering and then after we do this. There are instances, and that's why I'm saying there are different types of applications and compliance requirements and all that.
The number of registered outlets or those targeted remains unknown. Mayile elaborates on the requirements business owners, both local and foreign, need to meet to ensure successful registration.
The registration process has been simplified to ensure that business owners are not consumed in red tape while simultaneously ensuring that compliance is achieved. There are various requirements that need to be met to ensure the successful registration of business shops. These included a correctly filed application form that provides personal and business details, a set and valid copy of a South African identity document, proof of residence, business registration with the CIPC, proof of ownership or permission to utilize business premises, zoning certificate and consent use or special consent use, or municipal city planning, certificates of acceptance, comment from environmental health supporting the application, and the municipality determined payment before a business license may be issued, because municipalities are charging different fees. That's why we are not stating the amount. Foreign nationals will be required to provide valid documentation from the Department of Home Affairs, giving them authorization to operate a business in South Africa. We don't have that authority as the province or local municipalities. This must be in the form of a valid business visa or a work permit. Eligibility of a business visa, as per South African law, is that a foreign national must invest a prescribed amount of 5 million into an existing business or provide a business plan with evidence of 5 million capital contribution. Foreign nationals may establish a business which is of national interest to South Africa, as stipulated in the Industrial Policy Action Plan, for which there is no minimum capital investment required. While the Department of Home Affairs is the custodian of the business visa processes, the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition facilitates the recommendation of support for granting businesses which have a substantive economic impact. Foreign business owners must also abide by South African laws in terms of the employment of workers in their businesses. The law requires that those employed in these shops be in possession of work permits, the most common of which is the general work visa. This visa is issued to foreigners where it has been proven beyond reasonable doubt that South African citizens and permanent residents with the relevant qualifications or skills and experience are not available for employment.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.